He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. I guess everyone is getting ready to take off for the 4th of July weekend next week, and I hope you have a great holiday. If you want, you can still email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will try to answer all your email. Today we have an interesting show. I am actually going to do an experiment, and we'll talk about that in a second. But if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. You can watch our show pretty much in any glass surface that has a browser. Certainly you can go to our website, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you're on there, you can scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see newsletter. If you click that and put your email address in for absolutely free every Thursday night before the show is posted, you will get automatically the show notes. And what that is a synopsis of everything that we discuss on each and every show, hot links. So if you find an app that you like or an article or something that I've discussed, the show notes will bring you right to that so you don't have to take notes or jot something down. The other thing that you might want to do is take a look at our Rebel Mouse page, and that's really a cool page. At least I like it. It's a would be RebelMouse/TheGadgetProfessor. Actually, that's RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor. What this does is every time there's a new gadget out, wherever it may be from, it's automatically picked up on this newsletter that I have, totally free. And you can actually go directly to the source, to the website. Also, I do post my episodes on the Rebel Mouse page, and I do a lot of photography, so you'll see some shots of Arizona and other crazy things that I do during the week. So definitely check out Rebel Mouse page. That's RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor. All right, this week I'm going to do an experiment, and I've been toying with this idea for a long while. And one of our associate editors for the associate contributors for the Gadget Professor show, Dennis, brought this to my attention. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually cut the cable. And I have cable. I have to tell you right off the bat, I don't watch a lot of TV. In fact, very, very little. I primarily watch the news, and once in a while, I may watch something else. So I'm probably not the best person to test this out. However, the cable is getting to be outrageously expensive, and probably the number one question that I'm asked from my friends and viewers is, how can we cut the cable? How can we get that down? Well, first of all, you got to understand what it is that you're watching. You need to do an inventory of what channels you watch the most. That's critical, because if you're going to cut the cable and cut the expense, which I highly recommend, and you still want to watch television, then you got to know what it is that you're watching, because there's a lot of services that are out there, and they may or may not offer the channels that you want. It may be cheaper for you, if you're three or four channels that you watch, just to purchase those channels. In any event, if you're going to cut the cable, you're going to pretty much be streaming whatever it is that you're going to watch for entertainment, whether it's TV, HBO, or movies, you're going to be streaming it. So one of these services that's come to mind, and I've looked it over pretty carefully, is it's Sony PlayStation View. And it's actually called PlayStation View. And this is the web page, and it looks pretty interesting. Basically, you are going to be able to stream what it is that you want to watch up to five different devices. And that means five different people in your home can watch television, watch what they want differently. And also, you're able to record. You have, I think, an hour or 2 hours, or maybe it's 5 hours. I can't remember. But I'll get that detail to you shortly. What you have to do is you go into PS View, PlayStation View, and you want to click on Channels. Now, this website, I have to tell you, is not the best. Things aren't exactly as clear as I would like to see them. So what you have here is basically four plans. They call it Access Slim, Core Slim, Elite Slim, and Ultra Slim. And they range from $30 a month. There's no contract. You just pay by the month. So you pay from $30 a month to $65 a month based on what you want to watch. So this is the menu. This is what it looks like. So I'm going to start off with the Access Slim program, which is $30 a month, and you'll actually see little croutons of all the things that you get. And it says it includes 45 plus popular cable, movie, and sports channels in high def. So you clearly have to look at what those channels are. Here it says ESPN, Disney. Things that I've noticed that you don't get with your standard cable is a do-it-yourself, which I think is a pretty cool channel. On occasion, I watch that. But actually, I haven't watched that one in a while because I don't even get it on my cable because I want to pay more money for it. But it comes standard with the cheapest package. Now, I know your next question is, what about locals? Well, here's the thing. Each area that you're in has different local stations. So if you notice up on the top right here, it says Phoenix because that would be my market. You need to click on that and put your zip code in, and then that will tell you what local stations you are going to get. So as I'm looking at my channel list here, I do see three or four of the local channels. But again, it's going to vary based on the market that you're in. So if you're with me so far, these are the things that you would get for that $30 a month package. Now, if you move up to the $35 package, we're going to go from 45 channels to 60 channels. So you're going to get 15 more channels. And again, you have to look to see what channels are in addition. Now, if you go up to the $45 channel, the Elite Swim, the Elite Slim, you're going to get 90 channels. And if you go up to the $65, you're going to get 90 channels plus premium HBO and Showtime. So if you're a big Showtime and HBO viewer, that may be worth it for you. The Slim package, which is $45, Elite Slim, has everything except those, except the HBO and the Showtime. You may not need that. So again, it depends upon what you want to watch. So what I am going to do, and I've never done this before, is I'm actually going to stop my cable, and I'm going to go on. They have a 5-day trial. You can try any one of these packages. So I'm going to try the Elite Slim package, the $45 a month package. I'm going to try the trial for 5 months, and I'm going to see what happens, how it is, how it works, and if it will do what I want. Now, I said I watch news, so I see that CNN is on there, which is good. I see that CNBC is on there, which is good. I like that. I like CNBC World. And on occasion, and I mean only on occasion, I will watch Fox. They do have my local stations. And for me, it's actually a plus. I'm going to spend a lot less money, and I'm going to get the do-it-yourself channel and a couple other channels that I think are actually pretty good. I do like HGTV, and they have several movie channels on there. So it looks like it's a pretty cool thing. And then they got the Disney Channel and Disney Junior for my grandkids, although I like watching Mickey Mouse. So it's going to be an interesting experiment, and I am going to try it out. I don't like the website because I wish they would just give you a side-by-side comparison of the channels that you get and the channels that you don't get based on the package. Otherwise, you're looking at all those croutons and trying to figure out what it is. But here they have a little map, if you will, with best-in-class features like cloud DVR and multiple devices. You can enjoy TV in the way it's meant to be, all with no annual contracts or surprises. So it offers you favorite TV channels. You can mark what you want. Access to TV apps everywhere. They have a directory. You can run 5 continuous simultaneous streams. That's good. And the cloud DVR captures hundreds of hours. Okay, there you go. Hundreds of hours of programming, so you never miss an episode. Just tag your favorite shows and they will be automatically saved to the DVR cloud, which is kind of cool because if you have five people in your house, you can tag your shows and someone else can tag their shows. So basically, this seems like a very cool and interesting option, if you will, to the cable. I'm going to try it out, as I said, and I will report back to you in a week or two as to how I made out with it and what my impressions are. Now, you're able to hit this from pretty much any of the media players, the Roku, the Amazon Stick, Apple TV, so on and so forth, and it's called PlayStation View, and we'll give it a shot and we'll try it out. Now, for those people who don't want to spend any money, and I got a lot of you out there, this is going to be a great app for you. This is called 2-Bit TV. 2-Bit TV. You can register for free, and they are telling me that you are going to get thousands of videos, movies to watch for totally free. Lionsgate, MGM, Paramount, Stars. Over 200 partners, and you get a great menu, see what's on the TV, and oh my God, look at this thing. It's all free, Mad Max, so it's current movies, and this is totally free. And for you guys and gals who just don't want to watch cable and just like to watch movies, this may be a very good option for you. I've watched one movie on it. It streamed flawlessly. I didn't like the movie. I won't even tell you what it is, but it's pretty good. I gotta tell you, it's very good. It's called 2-Bit TV. Definitely try it out and drop me a line. Let me know what you think of it. And also, if any of the viewers are on PlayStation View, let me know how you like it. I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are on that particular app. All right, let's move on. We'll take one quick look. I'll show you again the picture of the 2-Bit TV. Here it is, and man, they got a ton of stuff on this thing. They really do. I'm sure you could find at least one movie. Even my cousin Dennis can find a movie to watch. I think he's watched every movie in the world that's out there, but they've got a really good selection here. I gotta tell you, and the movie that I streamed was flawless. Just not one hiccup. So check it out. All right, we're gonna move along here, and we are gonna go to some apps. And these are relatively new apps, and I think you might enjoy them, particularly in the summertime. This is called Microsoft Photos, and these are apps that you're going to load onto your browser, which make things really easy to get access to them. But this is literally the best place to enjoy, organize, and share your photos and all your digital memories. This will allow you to import from any device all your photos and movies. You can make slideshows, you can do all kinds of cool edits, and it's available on the Xbox, on Windows Hologram, your PC, your mobile devices. Really, really works well. And if you're looking for a place to stick all your photos and to do some editing and make a slideshow of your summer photos or your winter photos, Microsoft Photos is a great, great free app. Also, Microsoft puts out a similar app called Movie Moments, and this is great because this will turn any video into a memorable moment that you're going to love, and you're also able to share these videos with family and friends once they're created using this Movie Moments app. Totally free. You can add text, you can put in special effects, you can put in captions, titles, pretty much whatever you want. There's some screenshots here that will show you specifically what you can do. Available again only on the PC, but a great app, great for beginners. And you know what, folks? If you have kids or grandkids, these apps are just perfect to get the kids interested in giving something to do that's educational and fun. I know they're going to like it, and you know what? You're going to get hooked on this too. You will like it. One of the last apps that I'm going to show you with Microsoft is called OpenLive Writer. I like this app. What it is it's great for you to create a blog. This will work with WordPress. You have movable type. It is easy to create web pages, little ads, and things for your Facebook page. Simple to use. It takes about 10 seconds to figure out how to use it. Really a nice app. totally free. And if you want to get into WordPress or blogging or Typepad, a great intro app to use. It really is. It's so simple to use. I like it. All right, now for some fun stuff. These are free wallpapers, and they are extraordinary. They're totally free. It's called Skywatching. It's from space.com. And if you really want some cool wallpapers, and they're really nice to rotate, these are super high def. You can just go onto this page and download these, and you can put them on any computer that you want. But they are extraordinary, and they always are updating this. This one with the lunar eclipse is absolutely stunning, and also the silhouettes. This is the winner of the People's in Space category from the Royal Observatory and Greenwich Astronomy Photography of the Year. This was from 2013, this particular image. It's absolutely stunning, and I got to tell you, when you have it on your screen, and these images come up, looks real nice. It's like having a picture frame, a digital picture frame that automatically changes. Real, real pretty. So definitely check that out and load these up. They're free, and I think you'll like it. Also, space.com has some excellent newsletters and articles about space and astronomy in general. And again, if you're looking for things for the kids to do or for you to do, this is a great educational website, and I think you're definitely going to enjoy it. And then, last but not least, we have a little tip for the folks here in Arizona who are baking, and I mean baking. So this is put out by Firestone, and it's a free battery tester, kind of, sort of. So what you're going to do with this app is you're going to put in the year, the make, the model, your engine, and your zip code. Why the zip code? Because it's real hot in Arizona. And this calculates all those things, and it's going to tell you how long you got left on your battery, or approximately how long you have left on your battery. It's not an exact check, but it's better than nothing. And also, if you go into a Firestone, I'm not throwing them a plug, but they'll check your battery, test it for free. But this is an online virtual battery tester. Don't have time for a full service battery checkup right now. You can do this virtual online battery test 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there's a little link there, so you just click it, and boom, there you go. How much life is left in my battery? So this is the page that you would actually go to. It will be in the show notes. And put your year, your make, the model, your engine type, your zip code, and it will actually tell you or give you a rough feel for how long you have left on your battery. You know, in Arizona, it's so hot. Batteries just don't last, and what I found out many years ago is I have a lot of power tools, so I used to store them in the garage because when I used to live back east, that's where you stored the tools. But what I found here, it's so hot, it can get to 150 degrees in my garage. I'm not kidding you, it's really hot, and it just eats those batteries up. You can take a brand new battery, you put it there for June, July, and August, you go to use a battery, it's dead, it's in the garbage. So I had to take all my power tool batteries, and actually I put them in the laundry room, and it's certainly cooler there. But that's the same thing for the car batteries. The cars in the garage, brutally hot there, and it just does havoc on the batteries. Kind of the opposite of the winter time in back east, when it's so cold and the batteries get the life sucked out of it. But hey, that's why they have replacements, I guess, and that's what keeps those folks in business. So in any event, have a great holiday weekend. It was a pleasure bringing this show to you, and I'll see everyone next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.